Range radio. What is it? What does it do? And why is it important? Is it dying? Well, Ruthann Fernandes is here to find out. Hi, Jennifer.
Jennifer Waits is the co-founder of Radio Survivor, and she is the college radio and culture editor. She's fascinated by the culture of radio and has visited more than 140 radio stations in the United States and in Ireland. She is a longtime college radio DJ herself. She hosts a weekly show at KFGC 89.7 in Los Altos Hills, California.
I asked Jennifer what brought her to college radio.
So when I was an undergrad, I was really into music, and so when I found out about the station at my campus, that's what drew me there, was just an interest in learning more about music. And then, I mean, it was really that same, music has always been the main driving force for me.
I also got to ask her how she felt about college radio supposedly dying.
So radio is not dead. Radio changes form. College radio in particular, you know, ever since the 1920s, there's been some form of college radio, and it's taken many different forms over the years, but students continue to be interested in doing audio. So, you know, no matter whether it's FM or AM, campus only or online only, I feel like there will always be some form of college radio.
89.5 Seattle's home for dance and harmony. Soleil, hanging out with you on your Thursday.
I had also had the chance to speak with two UW Bothell alumni that had worked with U-Wave. Harmony had been a founder of U-Wave, and she now works in C89.5 as a DJ and the school's advanced radio teacher. Gracelyn was a promotional director at U-Wave. She then later became the first paid station manager. She now works to raise money for KNKX. Like with Jennifer, I asked what brought them to college radio and got two very different answers. One knew very early she wanted to work in radio, the other not so much.
I have wanted to work in radio since I was like 7. Listening to C89 in the back of my mom's car. She was like, you could work there. You can go to Nathan Hale like I did, and you could, you know, be on this radio station. And I was really lucky to get introduced to radio when I was in high school. So I've, you know, been working in radio since I was 14. And when I was at the UW, I was lucky enough to be right at the beginning of the media and communications degree, right when that like started. And I have a passion for radio, and it was really awesome. I was able to meet up with other people who thought UW Bothell needed a station. And I was like, heck yeah, let me bring what experience I had had at that point into creating it, which was an experience. I had never, you know, built a radio station before. I didn't know what went into it at all. But it was super interesting, and I feel like it actually helped me grow.
When I was very young, I wanted to be a sports broadcaster. So I used to love sports. And then as time went on, I just started doing sports, and I didn't really do as much with the announcing sports side. And then when I got to college, I was just kind of trying to figure out what I wanted to do, and I knew I wanted to do something with communications. So a counselor at UW Bothell put me in U-Wave Radio. And then that's where we were fighting for the LPFM license, and unfortunately Chancellor Yi decided that it wasn't worth the time or the money, so we lost. And I think in that battle, I became extra passionate about the idea of public radio, public media, and the community that it can serve.
The main goal of college is to prepare us for our future careers. And Gracelyn and Harmony both benefited a lot from working at U-Wave.
It gave me some awesome contacts, like Amoshan and some other people I'm still friends with that I worked with. It also gave me a really awesome sense of responsibility, because previously when I'd worked in radio, there was a teacher, like, involved, and, you know, there was a little more oversight, which... you know, it's kind of nice there's a little less in college radio. It's a little more free, and I really like that, and it gave me a lot of freedom I hadn't had before, to like structure a show and really do whatever I wanted, which was super cool and helped me focus in on my voice and my personality, I think, in a way that I hadn't been able to before, and allowed me to kind of mature and get a little more responsible.
Well, the biggest one actually was learning how to use Google Drive, which is was mind-blowing to me. I would have never thought that that would have been so useful, but everything we do here is in the Google Drive, and so it was insanely helpful to already have learned some of that. And I worked with MailChimp when I was at U-Wave Radio, which was what I started using when I came to KPLU at the time, or now KNKX. And we've since moved on from that system, but knowing how to use that was beneficial in just even helping me to get the job, because I was like, oh, I already use that, no problem. And so I wouldn't have to be trained. So a lot of electronic stuff. And then I would say really learning how to work with a team, because we all relied on each other so heavily for support and motivation and help in all different areas that I learned how important it was to be a part of that team to make this thing successful.
College radio will continue to have a role in our society. It will bring all types of people together, uniting them in their passion for radio. This is Ruthann Fernandes coming to you from my bedroom floor.